Linny and the Gentle Dragon by Carrie Samuels, illustrated by Marina Sawmill. In the valley called Lammeth of Heather and Spice lives a gaggle of dragons. They're all very nice. Geldermere is known as the friendliest of all. He warms chilly creatures, both mighty and small. One crisp autumn morning, just after night's freeze, while gathering mushrooms, he heard a wee sneeze. Shivering at his heels lay a sleeping young maid. She had 3 feet of hair and a long golden braid. Geldermere grew curious. He sniffed at the floor, for he'd never seen a real human before. The maiden awoke, and Geldermere smiled with glee. He reached out his hand. She ran up a tree. He asked, "Hey, little person, from whom do you hide?" She cried, "Dragons have nostrils with fire inside." "Nay, nay," Geldermere chuckled. "Those dragons are rare and handle their blazes with delicate care. Of all the dragons in Lammeth, not one can be mean. We come in infinite sizes and great shades of green. Earth dragons, water dragons, fairy dragons too, even musical dragons who play the kazoo. Yet one thing is common, and this you will see. Our dragons are famous for hospitality. Come down from your willow. I'll care for that sneeze. My friends call me Geldy. Your name, if you please." She said, "My name is Linny," while blowing her nose. "I've been wandering so long my teeth nearly froze. Last night I was dreaming at home in my bed when along stole a witch with a wicked green head. She tore me away on her wild witch's broom, but she was so greedy she left me no room. As we rounded the moon and flew down the bend, I fell off the handle and bumped on my end. I've been roaming this valley in search of a way to return to my homeland. My school starts Monday." Geldermere pondered deeply. He could not deny a kind gesture to help her. This was his reply. "I would gladly escort you and not hesitate, but my singular efforts would render us late. I'm 1 trillion years old, no little dawn more, and don't earn my wings till I'm 1,000,000,004. My father, however, is 8,000,000,003. And deep in his house hides a magic cup of tea. Let us journey to where this teacup is keeping. But we must be quiet. My father is sleeping." So softly they tread down a flower-petaled road to a mossy stone manor watched by a guard toad. When they slipped in the manor, Geldermere's dad suddenly stirred and muttered to them both in a strange foreign word. After a long-winded babble he must have found boring, he rolled on his back and continued his snoring. Geldermere and Linny crept lightly through the house. Linny muffled a squeal when she met with the mouse. They tiptoed and scurried and tippy-toed some more. At last, they reached the enchanted tea room door. Click, click, the door swung open. Then to Linny's surprise, shone an emerald teacup 20 times her size. "Eureka!" Geldermere chimed. "The teacup! Hop in! Fasten your tea belt! Let's go for a spin!" They flew beyond the mountain treetops, over blue bubbling brooks, to a land with white crystals and soft moonlit nooks. Through a dazzling rainbow, in a sky painted red, until Linny was home, warm and safe in her bed.
Yippee! Gildemir rejoiced.
Linny heaved a deep cry. Gildemir wiped away her tears and said, "Tell me why."
"I'll miss you, Sir Gildy, because I don't know when I'll ever be able to see you again."
Gildemir cupped her small hands in his wrinkled green palm. He spoke softly in her ear. She hushed to a calm. He said, "These words, my dear Linny, keep close to your heart if ever that feeling of sadness does start. When somebody loves you, no matter how far, your voice can be heard from the most distant star. Their love, it will find you and will never end. For there's no greater magic than having a friend." Linny nestled these words like a snug little sheep. Gildemir tucked her good night, and she went quietly to sleep.